Heads up, party people. You can't stop the future, Joe. We're out of control, Joe. There are no rules. That'd be really, really awkward.
Hey, this is Joe Chip, and you're listening to Mike and Mickey 89.9 KGRG. Did I miss one there? I
think. Mike and Mickey After Dark.
Oh, After Dark. Okay. This is Joe Chip, and you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG.
Newcast.
I would have waited an eternity for this.
It is Monday night, August 30th. One more time.
Ooh.
Well, that's what happens when you start like hella late. So we are super late, but yay. It is Monday, August 1st here at Green River College. And you are indeed listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. We didn't forget about you. Broadcasting live on 89.9 KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM, HD1 Auburn. Also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps. 89.3 FM, and I don't care because we are now double legal. It's in my script. Listen online and on demand using the brand new KGRG FM app, and we're always streaming on iHeartRadio and at KGRG.com. Mike and Mickey After Dark is the show where we do like we do every Monday night, taking your late night requests and giving you a little something extra.
Y'all want this party started, right?
Yo. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
I'm awesome, because do you know what today is?
Monday, August 1st here at Green River College, and you are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, broadcasting live on 89.9 KGRG-FM.
Also, National Girlfriend Day. Hooray. Claps, please.
Okay.
Shout out to everyone who has a girlfriend. Give her lots of hugs for me.
I'll do what I can.
Thumbs up.
A+. Yeah, you roll
that's
up.
That's a 10.
Roll up to said girlfriend and be all like. I don't know what's going
that's
on.
Okay, tonight's show is going to be super duper fun. How you doing, Mike?
You know what? I'm doing okay. It's pretty exciting. We've got some exciting news to share with you in just a hot second here. But first, how can people get a hold of us?
They can call us at 253-833-5004 or tweet at us at KGRGFM.
Fantastic. That's where we're going to be live tweeting all the way until midnight. So use the hashtag MMAD to keep up with all the mama madness. It's going to be a really fun show this week, and we got a lot to get to. But first, let's give someone else a chance to talk. What do you say?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's say hi to the rest of the Mamad cast. And actually, let's give a huge shout out to the latest and greatest newest board operated and certified KGRG DJ.
What?
The champ is here.
Indeed, the champ is here. So holding down the newsroom because now he is certified to do so. Give it up for Tiny Rick.
Ooh.
Or hello, Tiny Ricky. Or what did we decide his name was?
He can name himself. He's a grown DJ now.
Yeah, his name is John Cena.
The champ is here.
So first of all, Ricky, how are you doing tonight?
Doing good. It's been a kind of a slow week, so it's good to get up and active again.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So do you want to tell the folks at home why we started the show a little late this evening?
Because I am taking the Journalism 110 class here at Green River, which anyone else should definitely sign up for.
Right, though.
One of the requirements is doing a test to make sure that I am, you know, competent enough to run the station by myself if need to be.
Yep.
Because everyone else gets the sniffles. Kind of like the movie Airplane.
You had the fish. Very nice. Ask your parents, kids. What was the result of that exam, that test that you had to endure?
You know, as much as it really, really sucks, I passed. No, I'm kidding. It's great that I passed.
Yay!
Absolutely.
Now he's going to get a DJ shift. He's going to be on his own.
Yep.
Man, he grew up so quickly.
Oh my gosh, very, very true. So yeah, so congratulations, Ricky. Fantastic job. So now that you're a certified, you are, as they say, one of us.
Oh no.
One of us.
Assimilated.
Oh, resistance, as they say, is futile. So, but yeah, it's going to be a fun night tonight. So, yeah. Mickey.
Yes.
Tell us a little more about what's in the Mad Journal.
Well, right after this, we're going to get on our cowboy hats and do the weekend roundup. Then we have some unsolved mysteries with Detective Mike Holmes.
Oh, really?
That's you.
Oh, rock on.
And then we got some geek history with a lot of sounds tonight, which I'm so excited about.
Yeah.
We have an especially hard, is it real or is it fake? Woo. And then
that's thrilling.
And then we have a song from the music desk, which I'm very excited about. I actually chose this one out of the whole album that they sent us.
Oh, fantastic. Then I'm excited for that.
We got some slumber party questions. We're going to get on our gym jams. Then we're going to do some, late night weird occurrences with Ricky, or also West Coast occurrences. We haven't decided on a name, but it's going to happen. And then we got some shout outs.
Nice. Well, that sounds like a jam packed.
I'm so excited.
And we should probably get to that pretty shortly.
Yeah, we should.
All of that and more on tonight's all-new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark. And if you want to join the party, you know what you got to do. You got to call us up at 253-833-5004 or tweet us at KGRGFM for those late night and after dark requests.
You can't beat it with a stizzy.
So, Mickey.
So, Mike.
Remember last week we played a cover of Radiohead's Creep from America's Got Talent.
Yeah,
right?
that beautiful cover.
It was. It was really cool, and I was glad that it resonated with a lot of our listeners.
Yeah.
But I also mentioned that there was a sweet old man that did a performance also, and that I would dig it up for you. You remember that?
Yes.
All right.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Doug?
It is. what is his name? I don't have his name. Actually, you know what? You're going to call me on that? I'm going to make that work now. Stand by.
Okay.
His name is John Hettlinger. He is 82 years old. And here is his rendition of Drowning Pool's iconic ?
Call us, John, 253-833-5004.
Yeah, here's his version of Drowning Pool's Bodies kicking things off on Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM.
I'm so ready.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
That man is my hero.
And that, my friends, is how you start off a show.
That's how I want to be when I grow up.
All right, well, stick around. We have a fantastic episode for you, and it all starts right after the break. We'll be right back with the Weekend Roundup. Stick around. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM.
In this edition of KGRG News, calling all journalists and other artistic minds, we need your help to inform the uninformed at Green River College. And now, a word from Green River's award-winning student newspaper, The Current.
The Current is always in need of new writers, photographers, and illustrators, designers, to help us put the paper together and get it on stands for people to read. It takes a lot, and we need a team to get it together.
Start your journalistic journey with The Current by signing up for Journalism 100.1.
Hey, this is Austin Getz from Turnover. You're listening to 89.9 KGRG.
Here is Rose of Sharon by Tidal Fight, and directly after this, it will be time for the weekend roundup, I swear. In the meantime, if you want to join the party, ask for a song request or whatever, 253-833-5004 is the number that you need to lock into your phones. And hit us up on Twitter at KGRGFM. Here's Tidal Fight.
Yeah,
you're listening to 89.9 KGRGFM. So I'm telling you guys how much time we have and all that other fun stuff.
Yeah.
But there was something very special to this time that I completely forgot.
Oh, ruh-roh. Do you guys know what time it is?
It is time for us to do like we do at this time every week. It is the Weekend Roundup.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Yeah! For you to go. That's cowbell sounds, and then yee-haw! Cow sounds. And nay! That's a horse that they're riding. Lassos. And bling cowbells. They giddy up and there's a sunset and then drop.
What is
weekend roundup?
Wow.
What does a cowgirl say?
You're gonna want that cowbell.
Indeed, 89.9 KGRG FM. And it is time for us to do like we do at, oh my god, I'm reciting the thing that I just played. Good
Lord.
Okay. So in the weekend roundup, what we do is we share with you stories and tales and regale you with what we've been up to since we signed off last week.
We sure do.
As well as what happened over the weekend and things like that. So for the beginning of our adventure through our relatively sparse weekend, as we'll come to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to start in the newsroom, and we're going to talk to certified new DJ to be named later. What do you want to call yourself, Reggie?
We'll find out. Anyone can call me whatever they want. All right.
Because
what's
like,
up, chump?
Yeah, DJ chump.
Yeah, they call me nerd and loser all the time, mainly.
Like that. Oh, no.
Ooh, we need to get that in a production. They call me nerd and loser, baby. So I'm thinking like kind of like a mashup with Beck a little bit there.
Beautiful.
I don't really know.
We'll have him do a cover. Don't worry.
There it is. You know, we should start a Mamad cover band. That would be pretty sick.
I don't think that we should because I can't carry a tune in a basket.
Is it real or is it fake?
I'm calling fake on that one, my good sir. Anyway, how was your weekend, girl?
It was really, really, really plain. I didn't do anything.
She does that. You get used to it after a while.
Like, yeah, the whole weekend was just me sitting in bed. We're like, I should do something with today, but it's really hot outside. So that meant stay under the blankets because that's the way to cool off.
Uh-huh.
And only cool guys wear their PJs till 7 p.m., so... Yeah, that kind of sums it up.
You keep saying that. I don't think you know what that means. I don't know if the cool people are the ones wearing the jammies at 7 p.m. 7 p.m?
I guess you wouldn't know, because you're not one of the cool kids.
Touché.
Oh, damn.
Touché.
Mike, you just got roasted.
I think I did, actually. That was, That's pretty bad. Did I take out my shots fired? I used to have a sound effect in my little jobby thing over here that said shots fired, but I think it's gone now.
What's that outside? Police sirens? They're responding to some shots?
Oh!
That was good.
That's pretty good. You're bruising for a cruising over there.
Oh, they even got the ambulance and the fire department because somebody got burned.
Oh, there it is. I was there the whole time.
Oh my God.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
That's very good.
Thank you.
That's exactly what just happened.
It is what happened, and
live commentary.
Yeah.
On Mike's roasting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah!
Oh. Wow.
And then Tiny Ricky be all like,
please, no, I cannot be fired. I'm fired.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, passing the board up already has gone to my head.
Yep.
Yep.
You are running out of time.
All right. So, oh, yeah. And there was one I actually did want to hit.
Oh. You think that I, a grown adult man, am a girl?
I can't help it. I call everyone girl.
Yes.
It's G-U-R-L.
How many... So what is the U to R ratio in there? Is that like 3 U's and 4
Depends on how
R's?
Sassy I'm feeling and how much we're gossiping.
So which letter gets more emphasis then?
R.
Okay.
Girl...
Really? I guess it depends on your situation. It can be girl or girl.
Yeah, it really does.
Girl.
See what I mean?
I like, feel like Ricky practices.
The inflection difference is subtle. So how was your weekend, homie?
Oh, well, there wasn't a whole lot that I did because my dad had my car for the whole week while he was down in Oregon because his was in the shop because they were just like, oh, we'll just have your tires rotated. Wait. Your brakes don't work. Also, you have a bolt in your engine, and your car could have exploded at any minute, so we got to keep your car for a while. It's just like that escalated very, very quickly, so you had to take mine. So you pretty much hung around my house. I cleaned. I played around on my laptop. I meditated for 2 hours, and I had a really, really good experience. A+, would recommend. And then I got some glasses for the first time in like 2 years, and I waited 3 weeks for them, and I was so excited. But they messed it up. And they gave me the prescription for my right eye and my left lens, and vice versa.
Oh, damn. So your eyes are backwards?
For those glasses, yeah. So, like, I put them on, and they are also lopsided on my face.
Oh,
It's bad news bears. That's what it is. And so I put it on, and I was like, I don't feel nauseous at all. And they're like, oh, perfect. That's fantastic. And then I walked to the grocery store. I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I would rather be blind. Like, I would rather not see anything than see this.
So you were walking all crooked and stuff, dude. Like, kind of like on a slope type of thing. It's like, okay.
You know those floors that are like, they look like they're all bumpy because of the way that they do the checkers?
Yeah.
It was like that. Can you imagine me walking across an entire parking lot just like, whoa?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it looked drunk, but I promise it was just my glasses.
Oh, man.
So I have to wear them upside down if I want to see that well. So I'm just going to stick with my regular old glasses.
Bye.
You could like pop out one of the lenses and just go full on monocles.
Yes.
No, they're cat eye shaped, so they wouldn't fit in each other's like lens holes, I guess. So.
Lens.
Is that the technical term? Maybe. I'm not a glasses doctor. Anyway.
That's crazy.
So that was my weekend.
So later on in the show, are you going to tell us more about this meditation adventure?
Maybe. Shout out to my out-of-body experience.
Oh.
That's terrifying.
No,
Tell me more.
It was really, really A+. I had such a good time because I felt like around like the 30 or 45 minute mark, I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm sitting across from somebody. Then I realized, oh, I'm sitting across from myself. And then I was standing above myself. I'm like, move your phalanges. And my fingers were not moving. And then I was like, oh, I understand. And so I just walked around the one room I was in, but then the album stopped and I was like put back into my body and I was all shocked. And then my sister, Mitch, came running upstairs and she opened the door. I don't think she was very sober. And she was just like,
Dude,
I was just watching the Pokemon VHS and the episode with Butterfree is so sad. And I was just like, dude, I can't right now. Like, I was just out of my body for like an hour.
Wow.
I can't do this. I can't talk about Butterfree with you, dude. So that was really cool. I had a good time. I would do it again.
What's spoopy?
I really like meditation. I usually meditate to albums, so.
Sure.
I'll definitely be listening to those albums again because they had the best outcome.
Okay, then. That's fascinating. So you mentioned the Pokemans earlier.
Yes.
And that kind of transitions into what I want to talk about. Woo! For my weekend roundup. And so it was me and Mrs. Mad and our two favoritest adult friends, Barb and her husband, Larry.
Dude, did Barb and Larry pull out their phones, start playing Pokemon Go? They're like, yo, look at this centipedal I just caught. That's not a Pokemon.
What's
I'm sorry.
Spoopy?
That was a Steven Universe character.
Yeah, okay. So let me tell my goddamn story then.
I don't
lady.
Know if you can say that on the air.
Sure.
Anyway, buddy.
Well, I just did.
Go ahead.
What's spoopy?
So, and then I also said...
And finally, an Oxford study finds that white kids are still not hyphy. What can you do to help? We'll cover it after the break.
Okay, go on with your story. I'll stop interrupting.
Please, no, I cannot be fired. I'm fired.
Okay, so on Saturday, the four of us, I attended a jazz festival at the Chateau St. Michel Winery out in Woodinville. It was great weather, great friends, fun times, picnic atmosphere out on the grass. Now, this is one of those things for you 21 plus kids where you can actually buy your bottles of wine and just pop the corks and just start glug, glug, glugging right out there on the grass while you're watching an all day concert.
Wow.
Freaking awesome.
That sounds great.
Beautiful.
It's amazing. It's something that me and Mrs. Mad have been doing for, let me see if their name, at least 15 years.
Wow.
It's really one of the things that we look forward to every year. It's basically, you look up in the dictionary, our thing. That's pretty much our thing.
Oh,
but
that's so sweet.
It's really fun. So my friend Larry, who, as I've talked about on the show many of times, is a troublemaker. But then he also, it's adorable because he tries to do what the kids are doing. Like, he downloaded Snapchat a couple months ago and then was trying to ask me how to do it, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I got no time for that. But he has also downloaded Pokemon Go. Now he plays it with his grandson, who's like,
oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it's awesome. They have great times. They, you know, go through the park together. But anyway, so we're on the winery, and that place was like littered with Pokestops.
Oh.
So yeah, so we're like going over to, I mean, landmarks and like statues that have been at this winery that I've been going to, like I said, for like, you know, upwards to 15 years. I had seen sculptures that I had never seen before.
Wow.
Because they were Pokestops. So, I mean, I gotta give it to him for that, but it was kind of funny because he was, you know, he's catching Pokemons, and I don't think they were especially good ones. I don't know if there were any spoopies involved or anything like that.
Ha ha! This is Spoopy! Spoopy is amazing! Keeping up with Spoopy isn't as easy as it sounds.
Oh.
How fast can Spoopy go? That Spoopy's pretty speedy.
Spoopy!
Wait, Brock, come back! What are we...
Couldn't keep up with Spoopy.
I have to figure out where this is from. Spoopy.
What's Spoopy?
It's from a episode of Pokemon.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and so Spoopy isn't a Pokemon, but it was a auxiliary creature. Yeah, just look in the... I can't deal with you right now. Anyway,
wow.
So, but yeah, no, anyway. So yeah, so he was catching Pokemon and all of that. And I also wanted to talk about one thing within this here weekend roundup. So we really enjoyed the Jazz Fest for the most part. And, you know, the artists that they brought in are almost always top notch. Like the headliners that they had were fantastic. There was a guy playing guitar, a guy playing saxophone. It's like, so it's what you want in kind of a rocking jazz festival. So, however, in the middle part of the day, I don't know who this lady is or what her deal was, but they brought on an artist, and I know the artist's name, but I'm not going to give her the satisfaction of saying her name on the air. She got on and started playing, like, solo piano, which, you know, I could deal with some solo piano, but she was singing, like, off-key, politically charged rhetoric.
Oh.
And I don't care what your political affiliation is, because, I mean, me personally, I don't want to get to a political discussion, but I look at this upcoming election as that time that the aliens fought the Predator. You know, whoever wins, we lose.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to leave it at that. But yeah, I mean, she's going way political, and it wasn't jazz. It wasn't even good music, and it got... At one point, like, she gets up from her solo piano and starts getting on a ukulele. Again, this is just a solo artist. So she goes from piano to ukulele, and stuff just starts getting downright racial. I mean, throw it. Now, I think it was within, like, a satire type thing. Like, okay. She, like, did her own version of, like, an old Vietnam protest song.
Whoa.
But she was it was, like, you know, reworded to talk about Iran and things like that. And, yeah, just had some really racially insensitive stuff that...
Ooh, get off the stage.
Oh, and that's what happened. In 15 years of going to the show, I had never heard anybody boo. People were standing up and booing this lady. It was bad. It was the thing that should not be. So I just want to use my power of having an open voice in a radio and say, for shame, Chateau Saint Michel, bad form. Because I don't know if I can even blame her, this artist. I blame the people that booked her and said, this is going to be okay. And not doing something about it when it slipped so sideways so quickly. I mean, made up for it with a, you know, fantastic closer. But there was a middle part in the show when it was getting dark. So, but again, it tarnishes an otherwise good time. So... But something that did not tarnish a good time.
Yeah.
Also this weekend was the premiere of Sharknado: The Fourth Awakens on Sci-Fi.
Really?
Oh yeah. And The Offspring, one of my favoritest artists, did a cover of the Dickies version of the Gigantor theme for the trailer. Now, are you familiar with the Gigantor theme? You know, bigger than big, taller than tall. Okay, well, ask your parents. But in the meantime, I'd like you guys to give this a listen. And so here is The Offspring covering the Dickies version of the Gigantor theme for Sharknado. And this has been the Weekend Roundup on 89.9 KGRG FM.
All right, listen up! Let's go kill some sharks!
That was incredible.
Yeah, thanks.
That was so upbeat.
Yeah, so
now I want to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to share the video during the break because, yeah, I mean, obviously, as you can hear, there's lots of Sharknado-ing going on. So I always love it when I get some new music from The Offspring. If there is a non-trailer version of that, I'll see if I can dig that up and we'll have to play that at some other time.
Yeah.
So stick around because after the break... first I'm going to share some videos with you, and then we're going to see if we can help solve a mystery.
Ooh.
Mike and Vicky After Dark, we'll be right back.
This is Trev Bott from the one and only Dead Air. Up next, we have a new track from Nails. Off their newest record, You Will Never Be One of Us. This is Life is a Death Sentence. Life is a Death Sentence by Nails off their newest record on Nuclear Blast titled You Will Never Be One of Us. For more crushing tracks just like that, tune into Dead Air every Thursday night from 10 to midnight, only here on KGRG-FM. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at DeadAirKGRG.
On July 10th, 2004, heavy metal found a new home on KGRG-FM, and it was named Late Night Death. Tune in to Late Night Death every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. on KGRG 89.9 FM as we celebrate 12 years of pure metallic radio mayhem.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
2016 is the 50th anniversary of Green River College. And as that celebration continues, Radiolab instructor and KGRG general manager Tom Evans Krause talks about local bands that KGRG-FM helped to discover and promote before they became internationally famous.
In late 1988, early 1989, the students of the day decided that we need to pay attention to this new music trend that was going on in the Puget Sound, particularly. Bands like Mudhoney and Green River and that little old band out of Aberdeen, Nirvana, who played for KGRG-FM in May of 1989, May 26. Admission was $5. $5 to get in to see Kurt Cobain and Nirvana playing before they became so internationally famous. The students really worked hard to find these artists and then promote them heavily, play them heavily for our audience, and you know, the rest is history.
To become a part of that history yourself, sign up for Journalism 110 by registering at greenriver.edu. Share your favorite story or memory of Green River College at greenriver50th.org.
Hey, this is Nick from Knuckle Puck, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
By request for Cool Guy Luke, here is When It Gets Dark by Lydia. And right after that, we're going to try to solve a mystery. Stick around. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM.
This program is about unsolved mysteries. Whenever possible, the actual family members and police officials have participated in recreating the events. What you're about to see is not a news broadcast.
In the winter of 1985, Dexter Stefanik embarked on the long trip from his son's farm in Oregon to his home in Wisconsin. At a desolate Montana rest stop, police discovered Dexter's car torched by an arsonist. Dexter had vanished. Jorge Cortez pretended to be a respected Mexican folk healer, curing ailments with traditional potions and rituals. In reality, he was a con man, bilking hundreds of victims out of thousands of dollars. In Central Florida, a clumsy robber has successfully held up 30 banks. The police call him Fumbles. He is still at large. Michael Wade Mohan, a convicted armed robber, is a modern-day Houdini, escaping from custody on three different occasions. Tonight, his story, plus a roll call of other escaped prisoners who may be armed and dangerous. For every mystery, there is someone somewhere who knows the truth. To date, our viewers have helped solve 19 mysteries, including the baffling case of a prospector who disappeared in 1937, leaving a vast fortune to his unknown heirs. After our broadcast, a family from New York came forward to claim his legacy, and we'll tell you their remarkable story tonight. Join me. You may be able to help solve a mystery.
I'm so pumped for this mystery.
Yes, definitely. So, you are listening to 89.9 FM, 89.9 KGRG FM, and this is Unsolved Mysteries with, what'd you try to call me earlier?
It's on. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, one more time. Sorry.
I was trying to call you Mike Holmes. Sherlock Holmes.
Like the guy that fixes those homes? Like the house guy on like the DIY channel or something?
But like Mike Holmes sounds like an actual normal Joe name, yeah. So.
Well, I think Mike Holmes is like a polite Canadian fellow.
Detective Mike. Whoa.
Yes. So, Detective Mike. Okay, so we're going to get in and see if we can solve a mystery today. All right, so about a month or so ago, actually just short of a month ago, probably about 3 weeks ago, I talked about the mysterious doll that showed up on Mrs. Mad's birthday.
Yeah.
Kind of showed up on our doorstep.
Not in the creepy way.
No, not in a creepy way at all.
No demons there at all. Of course not.
No. Whoa, somebody said this to evil. But I have an exciting update. It seems that we've actually solved the mystery. It's crazy.
Who done it?
Well, you will find out as I tell my story. I was looking for a sound effect here that I don't have.
Come on, where is
my other thing? Okay, here we go. So let's turn back the hands of time just a little bit. Now, last week I had the... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Was last week the garage sale thing that I
yes.
went to? Okay,
yes.
So last week... thank you, guys, because I totally forgot. So last week we went to the garage sale, and Mrs. Mad thought that... I mean, she has a very good interrogation technique. She wants to get the information from the people. And there's people like we have, you know, friends and family and all of these other folks. We narrowed down it to a relatively small suspect pool. And she's like, well, it's got to be this person or this person.
Cool.
And she just starts rolling up to people when they're in the middle of doing something. This is an important component. Like,
wow.
She wanted to specifically catch them off guard so they didn't have time to formulate a bogus answer or a creative answer. She wanted to make sure to get them at, you know, their most vulnerable so she can get the truth.
Yeah.
You are running out of time!
So, yeah, so she was going full Jack Bauer on these people. I was swearing, like, you know, like the buckets in the water and the waterboarding was going to be next.
You're married to a bad cop?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, I am married to Jack Bauer.
Dude,
it's great.
Mrs. Matt is the best.
Yeah, she she takes a zero-ish from anybody. It is fantastic. But, spoiler alert, she did not get the information that she was looking for. Otherwise, I would have talked about it last week to recap the whole garage sale adventure.
Yeah.
You are running out of time!
So, fast forward to a day or so ago, last Thursday. And I don't know, I'm still boggled by by how this resolved itself. So across the street from us is a family with a variety of characters. Like, I may have talked about this on the air before, but like one of the fellas finds himself in and out of jail occasionally.
Oh.
And they may or may not be conducting quasi-legal activity, and there's other opportunities going on there.
You are running out of time.
That is not the right thing. Sorry. that it did not go the way I meant to. Wow. Okay, so anyway, there is an adorable little girl there. She's like maybe 9 years old. And Mrs. Mad was coming outside, girl was playing in the sprinkler, and she was like, "Hey, Mrs. Mad, come over here for a sec." Why she was calling her Mrs. Mad, I don't really know. But Mrs. Mad goes over there and she's like, "Can I tell you something?" And Mrs. Mad was like, "Sure, little girl. Give me the intel, because
the deets."
Well, because low key, it's funny. So I mentioned that like there's some challenges at this house.
Yes.
So like Mrs. Mad and like the other gal that lives across the street from us, and then a different gal that lives up the block, they kind of do a little bit of gossip and sewing circle stuff.
Spy ring.
And you know, I'm not even gonna judge, because like whenever I get home and she shares some of this stuff with me, I'm just riveted. I'm just like, hold on, let me go grab some popcorn. Please continue. It is magnificent, because I mean, you know, cops are constantly coming and going. This guy is like, I don't know what his deal is, but like he is in jail for a couple few weeks, then he's back for a couple few weeks, and then back in jail for a couple few weeks. It's
wow,
suspect. It's a different mystery unto itself that we'll probably solve at some time that's not this. And actually, let me pause for a quick second here and remind everybody that you are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM, and that is not a mystery. So Mrs. Mad is talking to this little girl. She says, "Can I tell you something?" And she's like, "I left a doll on your doorstep. Did you get it?"
It was her?
It was the little girl. Now,
a twist ending.
Well, you want to talk twist ending? You're going to get the Ramalama Shyamalana coming up. What's a twist? Yeah, no. If you think you've enjoyed the twist ending, you ain't heard nothing yet. So, she's chatting up this little girl, and as I had mentioned those couple weeks ago, that particular doll, the Raggie Ann doll, is something that's very important to her, because that was something that her mom used to make, and she has a Raggedy Andy doll, but no Raggedy Ann doll to go with it. So Raggedy Ann's been, Raggedy Andy has been living the bachelor life for like 30 years now or something. But anyway, so Mrs. Mad decides to tell this little girl the story. She's like, "No, I would like to share with you what this means to me. That this is like a big deal." And she just lays it out and gives the entire story. And you know, the they kind of share a moment there, and everybody's happy and sad and happy all at the same time. And little girl goes about her business. Before Mrs. Mad goes back into the house to have herself a good emotional cry, she runs into the little girl's grandma, who she talks to and occasionally gets intel from as well. Ooh. And saying like, "Well, hey, so she, did you know she left this doll for me? And, you know, it meant so much to me. It was a big deal." And the grandma was like, almost like the people that Mrs. Mad was interrogating at the garage sale. She was all like, what are you talking about, crazy lady?
Whoa.
Well, no, your granddaughter left me this doll on my birthday. And, you know, little girl had no idea, had zero clue that it was Mrs. Mad's birthday, zero clue that, you know, that Raggedy Ann meant anything to her. She did it because, as she told Mrs. Mad, because you're nice.
Oh.
You know, why would you leave a doll for me? Because you're nice. So grandma had no idea. Mrs. Mad proceeds to go in the house and have herself a good cry for the next, presumably several hours, because she was just moved so much. Now, I mentioned that there is a twist ending.
Yes.
Twist ending. The night before, Mrs. Mad and I were having a toast, remembering Mrs. Mad's mom on the date that she passed away, and just kind of remembering. And as we're having this moment of remembrance, Mrs. Mad says, "Hey, can I get a clue about this doll? It is driving me nuts. Yar, it's driving me nuts." And there is very little that Mrs. Mad hates more than an unsolved mystery. The next day, she runs into this little girl.
Oh, wow.
Do with that as you will.
It was a sign.
Absolutely.
Holy Toledo.
Well, and I'm thinking all of it. You know, I'm not always the most spiritual individual.
Yeah.
But that amount of cosmic forces conspiring to make something like that happen, it really gives me pause and kind of almost gives me heebie-jeebies, but good heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Because, apparently somebody is looking down on Mrs. Mad because, I don't know if, like, she's possessing this little girl and she's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I must set this doll down here,
because she's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it was. It's like, I want to leave a doll on your doorstep because you're nice.
Oh, that's such a good story. Man, with like the really intense music, I'm like, what happened? Like, who got hurt? Like, oh man, that was.
Yeah.
A+, 10 out of 10.
It's Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack. and incidentally, Mrs. Mad and her mom used to watch Unsolved Mysteries on TV. So that was part of
Very
it as well.
Nice.
So I wanted to tie all that together and just really get that off my chest, because that one had been kind of bugging me for, not bugging me, it had been kind of sticking with me for a while. So before we move on to the next thing, because, I mean, again, it's going to be one of those nights where we're a little bit late on everything. And
that's okay.
You know what? That's the advantage of having your own show.
It is. With and, no show afterward.
Right? So, yeah, we're just going to do what we want. But before we get out of here, I'd like to ask you guys, have you guys had, like a not necessarily a spiritual experience, that's a way too longer conversation, but do you guys have like a great unsolved mystery that just needles at you and bugs you?
Oh man.
Well, tell you what, maybe like
that to the slumber
party.
Well,
yeah, maybe during the slumber party we'll come back to that and think about that. In the meantime, if you have a, you know, really cool unsolved mystery story, you could call us up at 253-833-5004. And you know what? You may as well ask for a song while you're at it, just like Cool Guy Luke did a little bit ago. And you could tweet at us at KGRGFM, where I believe we've recently just shared the Offspring Sharknado video. You can enjoy that as well. But I think we need to move on, because Geek History is coming up soon, and that is a jam-packed one, and I want to make sure we get to it. So, from Beach Slang, here is Bad Art and Weirdo Ideas. And you are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, and coming up, it will be Today in Geek History. Stick around.